Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska's public leaders have sent messages of support to former President Donald Trump after a bullet grazed his ear during an assassination attempt at a rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday. Just as Trump began to speak, shots were fired, three other men were struck, one was killed, and two were critically injured. The Secret Service killed the gunman who fired shots from the rooftop of a building about 150 yards away. He's been identified as Thomas Matthew Crooks, a 20-year-old from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, a Republican, said in a statement on Saturday, "I'm incredibly relieved that President Trump is safe after a cowardly attempted assassination earlier today in Pennsylvania." Sullivan said the former president exhibited incredible courage and offered condolences to the family of the man who was killed in the attack and support for those injured at the rally. Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski posted a message on Facebook on Saturday that said, "What we saw today in Pennsylvania was horrifying." In a social media post, Congresswoman Mary Peltola, a Democrat, said, "This is an assassination attempt, plain and simple. America is better than this." Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy said in a Facebook post on Saturday, "The world is outraged." He wrote, "This is not how we settle our differences." Due to construction projects, the Skelak Lake Campground will be partially closed in July and August. The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge will be making improvements to the Lower Skelak Campground. These will result in the closure of certain areas from 11:59 p.m. on July 21st to 12 p.m. on August 22nd. The project will replace culverts, improve road conditions, and repair and replace campsites that need repair and replacement. To reduce the impact on visitors, the closures will be divided into two different time frames. The east loop of seven sites of Lower Skelak Lake Campground will be closed from 11:59 on July 21st to 12 p.m. on August 4th. The west loop will be closed from August 4th until August 22nd. The boat launch and main entrance road at Lower Skelak will remain open. A press release from the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge said, "We appreciate your patience and understanding as we strive to improve our facilities and services for the public. Updates will be made continuously, so feel free to contact the National Wildlife Refuge at 907-262-7021 if you have any questions or concerns." The Soldotna City Council approved the city's fiscal year 2025 capital budget last week, including $575,000 in appropriations for capital projects. The projects target preventative maintenance for city streets and the Soldotna Police Department building, improvements to the stage at Soldotna Creek Park, and the first phase of improvements at Memorial Park. Capital projects are established to help maintain or improve an existing city asset or fund new construction or purchases. The largest portion of the capital projects fund will go to preventative maintenance for city streets. $400,000 was designated for updating street plans and street rehabilitation, such as asphalt seal coating, crack filling, and partial depth repair. The Soldotna Police Department building's exterior needs general maintenance. $100,000 will be spent on cleaning, new caulking, and painting exterior surfaces, as well as maintenance of doors, trim, soffit, and stucco. With the increased popularity of events at Soldotna Creek Park, including stage performances, the stage will receive approximately $40,000 worth of improvements. According to the ordinance documentation, the money will go toward general stage improvements, as well as the installation of a rain cover, speakers, a lighting controller, and light poles. Also, $35,000 was designated for kiosks, maps, and comprehensive wayfinding signage at the cemetery for public navigation at Memorial Park. This is the first phase of planned improvements for the park. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.